I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Is not gold.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Now a two-way race for the Republican nomination. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ending his campaign less than 48 hours before the New Hampshire primary. Making the announcement on social media, DeSantis thanked his staff, volunteers, and his wife.
Now over the past many months, Casey and I have traveled across the country to deliver a message of hope. That decline is a choice, and that we can, in fact, succeed again as a nation. Nobody worked harder, and we left it all out on the field.
It means now it's a two-way race for the presidential nomination between former President Trump, who DeSantis endorsed, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who said after hearing today's news, may the best woman win. Bitter cold still has its grip on much of the nation. Crews in Memphis racing to repair inoperable pipes. Nearly 400,000 customers urged to boil their water. At least 67 people have died due to the winter weather this week, many from hypothermia. This is ABC News.
Everybody likes a good story, and if you want one, well, name your boy Sue and then see what happens. Johnny Cash will tell you all about it on our feature of Country Storytellers.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile, and he said, son,
This world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that.
Hi, this is Steve Warner.
I'm Eric Pasley. You're listening to Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby.
Lullaby was Song of the Year in 1984, and it marked another year of success for a guy who had long been out of the spotlight as a performer, but even today, at the age of 86, still knows how to write a great song. I'm talking about Bill Anderson, a Hall of Famer who had dozens of hits back in the 1960s and 70s, but throughout his career wrote some of country music's most memorable songs, like his own hits, Still and Mama Sang a Song, and many for others like Ray Price's City Lights, Connie Smith, Once a Day, and dozens of songs for the next generation of singers like Kenny Chesney, Vince Gill, and another Song of the Year called Give It Away by George Strait. Bill Anderson, one of the true greats. Just before that, Bill Currington, Good Directions, and Johnny Cash with A Boy Named Sue. And here comes Willie Nelson and Ray Charles with Seven Spanish Angels on our feature of Great Storytellers.
Thank you. and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked on her that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. Make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
If I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Well, you had to know we were going to play some songs by Tom T. Hall today. After all, his nickname was the Storyteller. And there's a great example of why he earned that title with the year Clayton Delaney died on our feature of Great Storytellers.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works. Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Wendy's Breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on?
Oh, okay.
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't come, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's Winterfest in beautiful Phillips, Wisconsin, January 26th to the 28th, with a full weekend filled with great family fun and activities ranging from local retail shopping specials, a candlelight walk on Friday evening at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. you can get in on the ice fishing tournaments and flurry snowshoe races. You can also take the kids at noon for bingo at the First Presbyterian Church, and a chili dinner will be served at 5 p.m. Evening events are an ice skating party and bonfire at Elk Lake Park, and ending the evening, the night sky will light up with a beautiful fireworks display. For more info on events and times, see the Phillips Chamber webpage or call 715-339-4100. That is 715-339-4100.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, today we're featuring great story songs by great storytellers. And Blake Shelton was 25 years old with a cheesy mullet that could rival Billy Ray Cyrus when he recorded his first hit for Warner Brothers. And after all these years and everything that he's done, it's still the biggest hit he's ever had. And here he comes with that song from 2001. It's Austin and more of our feature of Great Storytellers.
She needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it. about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. But I
real stuff. No pretenders allowed on Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. Best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold. Know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
And a preacher riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. And 18 wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you need.
whispered, "Can't you see the promised land?" As he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take. Bloodstained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, "Bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama who read it to me." There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Well, you can't duplicate authenticity. I mean, that's what authentic means. Completely unique and true. And that's Randy Travis from the red dirt world of Marshville, North Carolina, where the land of cotton and colorful bootleggers come right through that priceless voice of his. One of country music's most authentic singers who made each one of us who love country music richer. Randy Travis and Three Wooden Crosses. Kenny Rogers, the gambler. Harper Valley PTA with Jeannie C. Riley in there too. And speaking of authentic, George Strait coming up next on Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double turn loop jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split as there's movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the actual jump. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works. Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio, abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy and breezy conditions. We'll see a low near 12. South winds gust to 30 miles per hour. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 27. Into the low 30s for Tuesday with cloudy skies. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 35. Right now, it's 16.
Great frustrations of doing something like I do is watching a truly gifted singer waste their career because they couldn't identify a great song. And the poster child of that challenge is a gal named K.D. Lang, one of the truly gifted and most remarkable singers of the last couple of generations, with no idea, I mean none, of how to find a song for that voice. And then, of course, there's George Strait, who almost never made a mistake picking his song. His batting average was nearly 1,000%, the Babe Ruth of hit pickers. And here's just one of his plethora of number one songs called The Chair, and more of our feature of great storytellers.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken. I don't mind if you sit here. I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed
things, the more we like it on Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Well, I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms. Not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing. The beaches need picking. And the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay. I was feeding the hogs. And that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work. And that dad comes heat. I was cussing out. All tanned up in my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got.
By the same name, Farmer's Daughter, back in the 1970s, and I've had people ask me if it's the same one, but that's a different tune by Rodney Atkins called Farmer's Daughter. Reba McEntire with a remake of the Vicki Lawrence original called The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, and George Strait in there too. And speaking of Merle, he's up next on our feature of great storytellers.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat. And the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable. They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive.
kick savings pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's Breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
I've always loved songs and movies that are true stories, and this is one of those. In 1958, Merle Haggard was in jail for robbing a restaurant, but he escaped twice. So instead of putting him back in jail where he might do it again, they sent him to prison this time. San Quentin Prison, where he spent nearly 3 years. And he really did turn 21 in prison, like he said in his song called Mama Tried. And he was planning an escape there, too, with a guy named Jimmy Rabbit Hendrix, because Hendrix had already escaped successfully just months before. But while he was on the lam, Hendrix had also killed a police officer, and justice was swift. And before they could give their plan a try, they took Hendrix to the electric chair, where he was executed in 1959. And this is a story about that day, called Sing Me Back Home, on our feature of great storytellers.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home for the song I used to hear. The street came in to sing a few old gospel songs, and I heard him tell the singers there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing